Now, a leading human rights group says the latest U.S.-led coalition's admission of civilian deaths in its offensive in Syria is just the tip of the iceberg.
The U.S.-led coalition's admission of responsibility is not surprising, given the level of our evidence, and marks a welcome U-turn in its stance on the many civilians killed by its Raqqa offensive. But this is only the tip of the iceberg. Our detailed field investigations covered just four cases, but the many survivors and witnesses we spoke to on the ground pointed to a civilian death toll in the high hundreds.
Amnesty International's statement comes after the U.S. and its allies acknowledged that their airstrikes in Syria's Raqqa claimed the lives of 77 civilians in 2017, another 24 children and 25 women among the victims of U.S.-led bombings. In its statement, Amnesty urged the coalition to launch thorough and independent investigations into the full scale of civilian deaths in Syria and also called for compensation for victims and survivors. The U.S. and its allies launched an aerial campaign in Syria back in 2014 under the pretext of eliminating Daesh terrorists there. But Damascus has repeatedly condemned the intervention, accusing the coalition of killing large numbers of Syrian civilians. Joining us now out of Madison, Wisconsin, is Mr. Frank Imspach, Executive Director with the Workers Independent News. Hello, sir. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program. Your thoughts, please, Mr. Imspach.
Well, the comment by Amnesty International is new, relatively speaking, because over the years they have tended not to take seriously the casualties inflicted by anybody else other than the Syrian government. Secondly, I think we need to understand that both in Syria and then earlier in Iraq and in Afghanistan, that the way in which the United States military conducts itself is basically to reduce the casualties of any soldiers. And they do that by intensive bombing. And hopefully then by the time you get ready to take a city, there aren't very many people there, or they are dead or whatever. And so you saw that with Fallujah in Iraq, and you've seen that with different cities in Syria. So now for the first time, you're getting a more of an insight into what is actually happening in Syria. And the Amnesty International report is helpful in that regard, but it has to sort of undo 7 years of pretty biased reporting. And so it's a good step, but I don't know that it'll make much difference in the long run, unless, of course, Amnesty International continues to be more even-handed in its reporting.
Well, why do Washington and his allies wait so long to come out with this? I mean, if you're really sincerely there, and if this is just, you know, a casualty of war, you're offering, you know, you're targeting terrorists, you know, according to them, and if they're hiding in residential areas, and this is the best case scenario that some civilians are going to die, why not just come out and say it? I mean, when you hide something, it almost makes the world community, you know, start thinking that you know there's other things involved other than just targeting terrorists.
Well, of course, the United States involvement in Syria has always been a source of conflict, both within the administration, whether it's the Obama administration or the Trump administration, and certainly with certain allies or people that we've said that we're going to work with against terrorists, like the Russians. So I think the willingness to be out front about what's going on in Syria, it has a lot to do with the unwillingness to be clear with the American people about what we're doing in Syria in the first place and who we're supporting. I think that the Obama administration clearly wanted regime change in Syria. They said that for years and then finally realized that that would cause even more instability and craziness. Trump gets elected and he says he wants to get out of Syria, but yet there are still 2,000 troops there. We're still maintaining the Air Force. We have not made an agreement with the Russians, the Turks, the Syrians, or the Kurds yet about who is going to withdraw from where. So I think that at this point you're going to get conflicting information, in part based on sort of behind-the-scenes maneuvering between various factions in all these parties at this point. And we don't know, for instance, in the United States, it's only been reported recently, and I saw today that the Chinese, for instance, were in Syria recently, meeting with the Assad government and talking about aid. Well, you know, that changes the complexion too, that the Syrian government is no longer as isolated as it was, say, maybe 8 years ago. And I think all of those things are happening at once, and so you're going to get conflicting information, hopefully better information now.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Frank Imspach out of Madison, Wisconsin, Executive Director with the Workers' Independent News.